The state's legislature has adjourned for the year, leaving wildfire insurance and hemp legislation unsettled. Humboldt County state representatives have focused on what's been described as a homeowner's insurance crisis, but their efforts to advance laws changing it haven't yielded results. Meanwhile, hemp legislation opposed by local cannabis farmers was tabled, and Governor Gavin Newsom has issued emergency regulations on intoxicating hemp. Those locally important state-level scenarios were summarized by Karen Lang, one of Humboldt County's lobbying consultants, at the September 24th Board of Supervisors meeting. Senator Mike McGuire wants to advance new legislation easing the cost and expanding availability of wildfire insurance, but hasn't been able to this year. Lang told supervisors that despite the absence of a bill, there is progress in the form of a new partnership between Cal Poly Humboldt and the state.
What is happening, and actually it's happening here, very exciting. Cal Poly Humboldt is going to be partnering with the Department of Insurance to work on how to develop catastrophic modeling for insurance rates. The insurance industry is able to look 20 years in the rearview mirror for their actuarial tables, but they were not allowed to look forward to incorporate the cost of climate change in their risk models. Cal Poly is going to be working on that with the Department of Insurance to figure out how to set rates that will stabilize the insurance market and keep insurers in California. Unfortunately, accessibility doesn't equate to affordability for your constituents. And when we talk about that with the insurance commissioner's office, it seems as though their perspective is if we can keep insurers in the market and continue making investments in prevention, hopefully over time the risk models will lower in terms of like the forecasted cost of offering insurance, and then costs will go down over time while the insurance industry will stay in the California market, because it is creating negative impacts across real estate transactions, affordability, and frankly just protecting folks in the event that their home burns down.
On the hemp side, Lang reported that Assembly Bill 2223 failed to come to a legislative vote. Cannabis industry advocates opposed it, saying it gave intoxicating hemp an unfair competitive advantage due to comparatively light regulation. Lang said Newsom's emergency regulations will likely draw a hemp industry lawsuit, and another try at legislation is expected next year.
The governor, shortly after session adjourned, released a set of emergency regulations to get intoxicating hemp products off of the regular store shelves and only into dispensaries where there are age gates. We anticipate that the hemp industry will be suing over these regulations, and so the issue will come back in 2025, I'm sure of it. And so when we were talking about the platform yesterday, we were looking at trying to find a way to incorporate that topic into the platform, so we're ready to go and able to respond rapidly should a measure be introduced in 2025.
The lack of progress on the insurance issues was discussed by supervisors. The importance of recognizing fire safe efforts was discussed in this exchange between Supervisor Steve Madrone and Lang.
Ultimately, I think homeowners want to have their assessments done at the parcel level. You know, because you can have a neighborhood with a whole lot of people that aren't doing defensible space or anything else, but you have one homeowner who maybe has spent a whole lot of money on defensible space and home hardening and all these other measures, and they really should be rewarded for that. And so no matter how good they get at all these models, it still doesn't get us to that point of really respecting the individual efforts that people put into it. So I'm hoping, and I think the task force has been looking at that, like, could we have Cal Fire come around and do inspections, you know, that then tee into the insurance company's risk assessments and stuff. A lot to work on there, not asking for anything, just wanted to make that point.
If I may, there are opportunities to make comments about the draft regulations, and that is one of the points that local agencies have been making, is that there are communities making significant investments at the county level, at the city level, and FireWise communities that it doesn't seem like the insurance companies want to have to take into account when they set rates in certain areas of the state. And we've tried to flag that for our county clients. Please send in comments, because we know counties are making investments exactly like that.
The state legislative arena also includes a November election ballot measure, Proposition 35. It extends a tax on health insurance companies and mandates the tax revenue be used to improve healthcare services. In a separate agenda item, supervisors approved a resolution in support of Prop 35. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.